word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, where I read the Word of God found in the Holy Bible and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as Matthew Henry's commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book of the law, read in the book in the law of God distinctly, and gave the sense, and caused them to understand the reading of the Word of God. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God found in the Holy Bible and giving of the sense of it, the church would be revived and the world would be saved and awakened. Today we are reading Jeremiah chapter 22. Actually, I was traveling on yesterday and I read it along with my family as we were traveling, and we were not in place to do it the way we normally do it. You may have access to that live recorded now. Taping of that in the near future because I did tape it on my iPhone. Be that as it may, today we are reading Jeremiah chapter 22. Thus saith the Lord, go down to the house of the king of Judah and speak there this word, and say, hear the word of the Lord, O king of Judah, that sittest upon the throne of David, thou and thy servants and thy people that enter in by these gates. Thus saith the Lord, execute ye judgment and righteousness, and deliver the spoiled out of the hand of the oppressor, and do no wrong, do no violence to the stranger, the fatherless, nor the widow, neither shed innocent blood in this place. For if ye do this thing indeed, then shall there enter in by the gates of this house king sitting upon the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, he and his servants and his people. But if ye will not hear these words, I swear by myself, saith the Lord, that this house shall become a desolation. For thus saith the Lord unto the king's house of Judah, thou art Gilead unto me and the head of Lebanon. Yet surely I will make thee a wilderness and cities which are not inhabited. And I will prepare destroyers against thee, every one with his weapons. And they shall cut down thy choice cedars and cast them into the fire. And many nations shall pass by this city, and they shall say every man to his neighbor, Wherefore hath the Lord done thus unto this great city? Then they shall answer, Because they have forsaken the covenant of the Lord their God, and worshipped other gods, and served them. Weep ye not for the dead, neither bemoan him, but weep sore for him that goeth away, for he shall return no more, nor see his native country. For thus saith the Lord, touching Shallum, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, which reigned instead of Josiah his father, which went forth out of this place, he shall not return thither any more. But he shall die in the place whither they have led him captive, and shall see this land no more. Woe unto him that buildeth his house by unrighteousness, and his chambers by wrong, that useth his neighbor's service without wages, and giveth him not for his work. That saith, I will build me a wide house and large chambers, and cutteth him out windows, and it is sealed with cedar, and painted with vermilion. Shalt thou reign because thou closest thyself in cedar? Did not thy father eat and drink and do judgment and justice, and then it was well with him? He judged the cause of the poor and needy, then it was well with him. Was not this to know me, saith the Lord? But thine eyes and thine heart are not but for thy covetousness, and for to shed innocent blood, and for oppression, and for violence to do it. Therefore thus saith the Lord concerning Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah. They shall not lament for him, saying, Ah, my brother, or Ah, sister. They shall not lament for him, saying, Ah, Lord, or Ah, his glory. He shall be buried with the burial of an ass, drawn and cast forth beyond the gates of Jerusalem. Go up to Lebanon and cry, and lift up thy voice in Bashan, and cry from the passages. For all thy lovers are destroyed. I spake unto thee in thy prosperity, but thou saidest, I will not hear. Thus hath been thy manner from thy youth, that thou obeyest not my voice. The wind shall eat up all thy pastors, and thy lovers shall go into captivity. Surely then shalt thou be ashamed and confounded for all thy wickedness. O inhabitant of Lebanon, that makest thy nest in the cedars, how gracious shalt thou be when pangs come upon thee, the pain as of a woman in travail. As I live, saith the Lord, though Coniah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, were the signet upon my right hand, yet would I pluck thee thence. And I will give thee into the hand of them that seek thy life, and into the hand of them whose face thou fearest, even into the hand of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of the Chaldeans. And I will cast thee out and thy mother that bare thee into another country where ye were not born, and there shall ye die. But to the land whereunto they desire to return, thither shall they not return. Is this man Caniah a despised broken idol? Is he a vessel wherein is no pleasure? Wherefore are they cast out, he and his seed, and are cast into a land which they know not? O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, write ye this man childless, a man that shall not prosper in his days. For no man of his seed shall prosper, sitting upon the throne of David, and ruling any more. Ladies and gentlemen, we just read Jeremiah chapter 22. Now here is the sense of it, based upon Matthew Henry's commentary. The king of Judah is spoken to as sitting upon the throne of David, the man after God's own heart. Let him follow his example, that he may have the benefit of the promises made to him. The way to preserve a government is to do the duty of it. But sin will be the ruin of the houses of princes, as well as of meaner men, and who can contend with destroyers of God's preparing. God destroys neither persons, cities, nor nations, except for sin, even in this world. He often makes it plain for what crimes he sends punishment, and it will be clear at the day of judgment. Here is a sentence of death upon two kings, the wicked sons of a very pious father. Josiah was prevented from seeing the evil to come in this world, and removed to see the good to come in the other. And removed to see the good to come in the other world. Therefore weep not for him, but for his son Shalom, who is likely to live and die a wretched captive. Dying saints may be justly envied, while living sinners are justly pitied. Here also is the doom of Jehoiakim. No doubt it is lawful for princes and great men to build, beautify, and furnish houses, but those who enlarge their houses and make them sumptuous need carefully to watch against the workings of vain glory. He built his houses by unrighteousness, with money gotten unjustly. And he defrauded his workmen of their wages. God notices the wrong done by the greatest to poor servants, laborers, and will repay those in justice. Who will not in justice pay those whom they employ? The greatest of men must look upon the meanest as their neighbors, and be just to them accordingly. Jehoiakim was unjust and made no conscience of shedding innocent blood. Covetousness, which is the root of all evil, was at the bottom of all. The children who despise their parents' old fashions commonly come short of their real excellences. Jehoiakim knew that his father, found the way of duty to be the way of comfort, yet he would not tread in his steps. He should die unlamented, hateful for oppression and cruelty. The Jewish state is described under a threefold character: very haughty in a day of peace and safety, very fearful on alarm of trouble, very much cast down under pressure of trouble. Many never are ashamed of their sins till brought by them to the last extremity. The king shall close his days in bondage. Those that think themselves as signets on God's right hand must not be secure, but fear lest they should be plucked thence. The Jewish king and his family shall be carried to Babylon. We know where we were born, but where we shall die, we know not. It is enough that our God knows. Let it be our care that we die in Christ, in Christ, in Christ. Then it will be well with us wherever we die. Thought it may be in a far country, the Jewish king shall be despised. Time was when he was delighted in, but all those in whom God has no pleasure, some time or other, will be so lowered that men will have no pleasure in them. Whoever are childless, it is the Lord that writes them so. And those who take no care to do good, pardon me, whoever are childless, it is the Lord that writes them so. And those who take no care to do good in their days cannot expect to prosper. How little is earthly grandeur to be depended upon, or flourishing families to be projected in. Pardon me. How little is earthly grandeur to be depended upon, or flourishing families to be rejoiced in. But those who hear the voice of Christ and follow him have eternal life and shall never perish. Neither shall any enemy pluck them out of his almighty hands. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God each and every day for yourself, for your encouragement, and for your growth, and pray without ceasing to God for wisdom to understand his holy word and apply it to your lives. Make sure you trust Christ as Savior. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou you shalt be saved. Please stay tuned for a full presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. May God bless you and keep you, is my prayer. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you want to get to know him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you. Your majesty,
if you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last five or six